where did we last leave off? This guy had huge hopes that Kevin Durant was coming back and the tea leaves were aligning. Well, that fell through, and for the last few hours, I basically just tried to clear my mind of all things Warriors and basically just assume we're dead in the water, which I guess is not all the way true. You know, we made our move. We got Jimmy Butler. We're no longer dead in the water, but we sure ain't swimming. We'll just kind of talk about it. You can already kind of sense my feelings on the trade. I don't love it, but, you know, we had to do something. And, you know, I guess this is better than nothing. And hopefully there's a subsequent move to go get Vucevic because there are still some expiring contracts that can be moved. The trade itself, Warriors send out Andrew Wiggins, and we're going to do our whole little Andrew Wiggins goodbye, I guess now. Love Wiggins. You know, I think, you know, at his best, he was just one of my favorite Warriors. Obviously, more or less, you know, without him, we would not have won the 2022 championship. It's probably the second best player during that run on the team. Probably the second best player on the team this year. You know, he really just came to the Warriors and, you know, do what was a tough first, you know, however many years of his career, really just embraced the Warriors culture, committed to defense, committed to just, you know, the whole culture of greatness that the Warriors brought, and he bought in, and you know, he really turned around his career to no longer being a bust, which a lot of people called him, and just an MVP scorer, but turned himself into one of the premier two-way players in the league, if you want to call him a premier 3-and-D player in the league, and a champion. And I'll leave it at that, but I will just say, you know, I shed a dry tear for Andrew Wiggins for all that he's meant, and I just wish him nothing but the best because that guy's been through a lot with us, and you know, through the ups and downs and the frustrating play the last couple of years, to see him go out, you know, essentially playing the best basketball that maybe we've even seen him playing, including 2022. You know, I hope for good things. I hope that, you know, he enjoys being in Miami, and if he goes elsewhere, I hope he finds some success. But yeah, going back to it, just because I'm trying to get this in before the game starts against the Jazz, we also sent out Kyle Anderson, who I liked and is not even on an expiring contract, and was a Draymond Green fill-in replacement, but the power forward position is just too backed up. We didn't like, use him enough. I thought he's one of the better defensive players in the league, and you know, I really liked Anderson. We ultimately just never really utilized him enough, so I guess we'll see you, former Bruin, like you too, Anderson. And then we also sent out Schroeder's expiring contract, which I think we all knew was going to be sent out, and along with his recent media storm of calling the NBA basically a slave trade and, you know, comparing it to all that stuff, which we also won't get into. But Schroeder goes out, and my thought on that is we better hope that Pajemski is ready to handle backup point guard duties, which I think he is, ready to play make a little bit more. And also Jimmy Butler's going to take on some of that playmaking duties. But Schroeder was coming around a little bit lately, but ultimately he was just a quick rental. And, you know, just to follow from the, just, you know, the Melton replacement in the meantime, obviously the experiment didn't work and we got to get rid of him. And then the first round pick, which I basically just learned as I was turning on this podcast, that it is top 10 protected this year, or sorry, for 2025. If it does not convey, which I sure hope it doesn't, then it's the same protections for 2026, 1 through 10 protected. Assuming, again, that we don't finish in the bottom 10 there, it goes to 2027 where it is fully unprotected, which, again, I hope it's not a top 10 pick, but that, I mean, that could be the year. I hope not, but that's when Jimmy, who just sign an extension, which we'll talk about in a second, Steph, Dre, Steve Kerr. I mean, that could be basically, you know, year zero starting from scratch with a high pick coming. So that is a potentially spicy pick to give up. But we'll see what the time comes on that. So that's what the Warriors surrender. They get Jimmy Butler back. What they're getting is a whole bunch of baggage, but they're getting someone who is a competitor, a warrior, someone who wants to win, someone who has screamed at his teammates in Minnesota for not practicing hard enough, rocked the boat basically everywhere he went. I don't know what happened in Miami, who I think has a good culture, had a lot of success with him, and I mean, it must have been over money, so you get a lot of his diva baggage. Hopefully it's all off-court stuff, because when he steps between those lines, He has some of that warrior DNA in that Draymond Green, Steph Curry. It is whatever it takes to win. And if that's the mentality you're gonna have and you can coexist and get along with your players, he's at times a lighthearted guy. He's a peculiar, odd guy with many different hairstyles. And I don't really know him that well, other than him singing a terrible rendition of Hootie and the Blowfish in a commercial at some points. So he's an eccentric personality. Maybe it's a good fit in the Bay. It is odd that he said he didn't want to be extended in the Bay, but getting to the next point, he has just been extended for 2 more years. I assume that means the first year is next year, which would have been his player option. And then again in 2020, what's 6 through 27 season, and it is for 2 years for $121 million, $60 million a year for a 36, I'm gonna be 37, 38 year old player with a lot of baggage. But this is what the Warriors fans have said just had to be done. You had to get a second star. Hope he's still a star. Hope you get the best version of him. And even if you get the best version of him, is that enough to fit this team? We'll see, guys. I miss Andrew Wiggins. And for $35 million left with Andrew Wiggins, or less to pay Andrew Wiggins, what could you spend that on? It's going to be quite the bill. You keep Kuminga, who you're also going to have to pay another $35 million. So Joe Lacob is going deep into the pockets. I don't know how everything's going to work out, but it sure seems that we are going to be just handcuffed at that second apron and really just paralyzed for any real moves to come. I don't know if that means I would doubt we have a mid-level exception available going forward. Obviously can't sign and trade. We're very, very limited because we are going to be way over the cap with Curry and Jimmy combining for almost 120 million, Draymond for another close to 30 million, so it's 150. Kuminga is going to get at least 30, probably 35. We're talking 180 to 185 now, and that's just four players. You got a lot more on the books. But again, on court, I guess once Kuminga comes back, what we're going to see is a Butler, Kuminga, Draymond, front court for the most part, unless I guess you can go big and play Jimmy at the two, Kuminga at the three, Dre at the four, and you go get a stretch five, you play post there. And it's not bad. It's competitive. It's a good defensive lineup. You get a little better defensively with Butler over Wiggins, I think, when you're getting a fully engaged Jimmy Butler. You're getting, most importantly, somebody who can go get you a bucket in the clutch, right? That is what the difference is between Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins is going to give you the 17, 18 points. Jimmy Butler only averaging 17 points this year, but he's for the last, what, 3, 4 years, I'm looking at it, after about 21 to 22 points per game in the regular season. We all know playoff Jimmy is another step up, hopefully, but he gives you just somebody who can create when, quite frankly, the Warriors have not been able to get anything in clutch time. We know that Steph Curry, tough to separate, having trouble separating, getting his own shot, especially when he's getting double, triple teamed towards the end of games, and you're just praying for anybody else to go get you a bucket. Wiggins was not that type of player. Kuminga is not that type of player yet. Jimmy Butler is that type of player who can just go get you a mid-range and go create a play. He's a good passer. He's averaged, I think, about like almost five assists for his career. He's a good rebounder as well for a wing, 6 rebounds a game or slightly under. So he's going to make plays happen. He gives you what you need in most in terms of down the clutch, but he also gives you a little less spacing. He's been shooting the three ball decently the last couple of years. I think last year he shot at 41%, but it's only on 2.5 attempts. So, it's you can shoot it efficiently, but if you can't truly provide spacing, it just gets a little bit even tighter for Steph to operate now, because as opposed to, guarding Wiggins, being 4 feet off of Wiggins, now you can maybe be 5 feet off of Jimmy Butler while he's standing outside that 3-point arc. And kind of, maybe he can provide spacing, along the baseline, finding other ways to create spacing as a threat. But as a 3-point shooter, catching, motion shooter, a catch and shoot 3-point shooter. He's not what Wiggins is or nor provided. So the spacing gets very interesting as well, which is why I think the Warriors have one more move to make. You still have the expiring contracts of GP2 and Looney, who I'm glad we were able to keep Looney for now. We're going to see if those contracts are still going to be on the move. There may be still more picks to spend. If we're going all in, which paying Jimmy Butler all that money signifies they are going all in, they moved that first round pick. You have another first round pick and some potential swaps to go. You go get Vucevic, or you, I don't know if you think a Cam Johnson move work, but you got to get someone who can stretch the floor and give this team a fighting chance for the next 2 years. So those are my thoughts. I don't love the move, but you had to make a move. And I guess, I honestly was just gonna write off the Warriors for at least a week or so if they didn't get anything better than just Vucevic or nothing at all. So they got something done, and we will hope that Jimmy is happy in the Bay. We'll hope that the Warriors can kind of, get off to a good start, win some games, get some momentum. Get the joy back in this team and Steph, and get Jimmy, loving life. And when Draymond's winning, then he's one of the best people to be around, and I'm sure Jimmy is too. So that's where we're at, guys. Let me know what you think in the comments. Whether you like the trade, whether you're kind of just in the middle like me, and we had to do something. If you hate the trade, which a week ago I was saying don't trade for Jimmy. This was the last ditch effort. I would have rather had the Beam. I would have rather had Cam Johnson. I would have rather had Zion for the price. I don't think I would have rather had Ingram, but hey, all right. First domino has fallen. Hopefully there's a few more. So I've got 24 hours more to make another move or so. But let's take care of the Jazz, get another win, and then the Lakers tomorrow. So you will hear more from me. But we did it, guys. We got a trade done. I can't believe it. So yeah. All right, guys, enjoy the game. I'll talk to you next time. I've been Chris Chin. Peace, love, stacking up.